Bourne Zone 95.1 Jim FM.
Hey, hey, Bowen. How is everyone this amazing Wednesday night? How are you, Willie T?
Pretty good, Roxy, and yourself?
Yeah, I'm pretty good. I had a bit of a sing-along just then with my favourite song.
A bit of one?
Yeah.
You Let Go.
Juice Newton, Angel of the Morning, just in case. Whenever you hear that song playing, you know, Country Rocks with Roxy is not far behind.
Instantly on standby.
Yep, so as I said, this is Country Rocks with Roxy right here on 95.1 Gem FM, Bowen's very own community radio station. How's everyone's week been? How's yours been?
Am I everyone?
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Pretty good?
No real complaint. Beautiful weather.
Yeah, it's getting a bit cool now.
Yeah, there's an edge in the air.
There's definitely an edge in the morning. I can feel it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, that's what happens when winter comes around.
Yeah.
Right?
The bitterly cold winter, hey?
Bitterly cold, yeah. I'll
be changing from my thongs to my volleys.
Yes. Yeah, I saw this amazing fake fur coat. You know how I like my fake fur, and I really can't really justify getting it because I'm not sure where I'd wear it.
For the 3 days it gets cold.
Yeah, I might head up to Flagstaff Hill and maybe stand there in the wind with my fake fur coat on.
Remember when we did that gig at Marinda?
Yeah, it was freezing.
It was freezing.
Yeah, it was freezing then. Yeah, it does get cold here.
And the more inland you go, and when you go, Marinda.
Yeah, it's not that much. Oh, my God, you're so full of it, aren't you? Anyway.
Take a camel out to Marinda.
Yes. It takes all of ages to get out there, a whole 10 minutes to get out there. Anyway.
10 minutes, you'll never get back.
That's right. Hey, Willie T, I have got two guests joining me tonight. Again, over the phone. Now, last week we were going to catch up with Jenny Smith, but we had a few technical issues with that. So she's back on tonight, and we'll be chatting to her about her new release, Mirror. And remember we had a bit of a chat about this one is about partners, ex-partner.
You're going to crucify me for this, aren't you?
Another opportunity to talk about it.
I think I'm going to get caned.
I know Donna actually thought it was hilarious the way you were like a deer in the headlights. So if you could have a deer in the headlights over the radio, you'd be it. You could hear it anyway. So yes, we might get some more insights from Jenny tonight.
Oh, right.
So yeah. So that's around 5:30, and then at 6:30 we'll be joined by Lisa Byrne and her new song, Cold Hard Rain. And Lisa is a former police officer.
Okay.
So this song is drawn from lived experience. So I've read the story behind it, but I'm not going to spoil it. It's a very interesting story, so I can't wait to catch up with Lisa and with Jenny. So stick around for that. And tonight's music, Willie T. As I said last week, we explored the 60s, right?
Yeah.
And I was sort of sitting there saying, how can this be? Because there was only a handful of Patsy Cline and one Dolly Parton song. Was there even one? I can't remember now. Anyway, tonight is the 70s, right? And I just Googled what were the top 30 songs of the 70s, and it came up with this, which I then got from Spotify, right? Anyway, so these are songs that apparently were big in the 70s, country songs.
Right.
Let's just say country songs, not all songs, of course. And they're sung by not the original artist. So anyway, I'll probably be depending on you to tell us who the original artist is. Good on you, Willie T. All that knowledge always comes in handy for my shows, hey?
Oh, I'm breaking out into a cold sweat.
Yeah.
Turn the aircon down.
Hey, if you out there have got anything you'd like to say, please text in. We're a bit lonely here. Our number here is 0484 510 152, just to say hi, right? Be absolutely nice to hear from you. 0484 510 152. All right, we're going to get going with the first of these songs, Willie T.
Here we go.
Let's see if you can pick this one. Oh, I pressed the wrong button then. This is, you have to know that one. I feel so bad. Blue Bayou, right? Yeah.
I'm so lonesome all of the time. Since I left my baby behind on Blue Bayou. Till the sun don't shine, looking forward to happier times on Blue Bayou.
Should have gentleman's wife. Amanda, light of my life. Fate should have made you a gentleman's wife. Considered him the coward of the county. He never stood one single time to prove the county wrong. His mama named him Tommy. The folks just called him Yellow. But something always told me they were reading Tommy wrong. He was only 10 years old when his daddy died in prison. I looked after Tommy, 'cause he was my brother's son. I still recall the final words my brother said to Tommy. Said, son, my life is over, but yours has just begun. Promise me, son, not to do the things I've done. Walk away from trouble if you can. It won't mean you're weak if you turn the other cheek. I hope you're old enough to understand. Son, you don't have to fight to be a man. There's someone for everyone. Tommy's love was Becky. In her arms she didn't have to prove he was a man. One day while he was working, the Gatlin boys came calling. They took turns at Becky. There was three of them. Tommy opened up the door and saw his Becky crying. The torn dress, the shattered look was more than he could stand. He reached above the fireplace, took down his daddy's picture. As tears fell on his daddy's face, he heard these words again. Promise me, son, not to do the things I've done. Walk away from trouble if you can. It won't mean you're weak if you turn the other cheek. I hope you're old enough to understand. Son, you don't have to fight to be a man. The Gatlin boys just laughed at him when he walked into the bar room. One of them got up and met him halfway across the floor. When Tommy turned around, he said, look, old Yellow's leaving. But you could have heard a pin drop when Tommy stopped and locked the door. 20 years of crawling was bottled up inside him. He wasn't holding nothing back. He let him have it all. When Tommy left the bar room, not a Gatlin boy was standing. He said, this one's for Becky, as he watched the last one fall. And I heard him say, I promised you, Dad, not to do the things you've done. I'll walk away from trouble if I can. Now please don't think I'm weak. I didn't turn the other cheek. And Papa, I sure hope you understand. Sometimes you gotta fight when you're a man. Everyone can. considered him the coward of the county.
Here you come again, just when I'd begun to get myself together. You waltz right in the door, just like you've done before, and wrap my heart around your little finger. Here you come again, just when I'm about to make it work. You look into my eyes and lie those pretty eyes. I'm wondering how I came to doubt you. All you gotta do is smile that smile and let go all my defenses. Just leave it up to you, and in a little while you're messing up my mind, filling up my senses. Here you come again, looking better than a body has a right to, and shaking me up so that all I really know is here you come again. And here I go.
That was a bit of Here You Come Again, but guess what, Willie T? It was not Dolly.
Not Dolly.
Take a guess. I know I've already told you, so there's no point you guessing. So that was actually Leslie Gore singing it.
And what was her big song? Was it I Don't Want to Play House or something like that?
No, It's My Party and I'll Cry
oh,
If I Want
right.
To.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she did Here You Come Again. So these songs were top sellers, but not by these artists. It's just, yeah, these are different. And I have to say, I just took, this is this list that Spotify put up with all these different artists. So I don't know why they do that. But anyway, I thought, run with it, because different interpretations of the same songs that we all play 1,000 times. But that wasn't bad. I didn't mind Leslie's version. And before that, Tommy Cash sang Coward of the County, who was... What's his face? What's
Johnny
his...
Cash's son?
No, I don't know. Who sang Coward of the County?
Kenny Rogers.
Kenny Rogers.
Who also coincidentally sung other songs where?
What?
Dolly.
It was Dolly. Islands in the Stream.
That's right.
Yeah. And Amanda was sung by Cal Smith. Do you even know the song Amanda?
No.
That's what I mean. Like, so where do they drag this top 30 list out of?
America.
I don't know. And the first one was Blue Bayou, but not by Linda Ronstadt. It was Lynn Anderson. So, I mean, I don't mind Lynn. I quite like her voice. I've featured her on many of
many
my shows.
Time.
Yeah, I've got lots of her stuff. And I did have Blue Bayou, so there you go. Anyway, we've got some more of this good stuff coming up.
Oh, ripper.
I might just read something out, Willie T.
All right, read on.
This is about the Wongaratta Bowls Club starting up their bingo again, winter bingo, on Friday the 1st of May. Hey, when's the 1st? Is it next Friday? It's not this Friday, obviously, is it?
Today's the 22nd.
Yeah, so no. When's the first?
8 days away. Yeah. 9 days away.
So it's next Friday. There you go. Countdown's on. Friday mornings at 9:30. It goes through to the end of September. So, yep, winter bingo, seasonal winter bingo, as the name suggests. And it includes bingo payouts, jackpots, raffles, and lucky tickets. And I think this is what you would love to go for, free morning tea. And this is at the Wongaratta. Well, I don't know. They might. They probably have lots of nice things, you would think. But that's at the Wongaratta.
Ginger nut biscuits.
Ginger nut. Actually, what's your favourite Arnott's biscuit?
Tim Tams.
Are they? Well, not. Well, not, I mean, chocolate biscuits are always everyone's favourite. What? A non chocolate biscuit. A non chocolate Arnott's biscuit, your favourite.
It'd have to be either a shortbread cream.
Yeah.
Or if a not crabby one, a Scotch finger.
Yeah. I'm just trying to think what mine. Mine would be
Monte Carlo's. Monte Carlo's are up there.
No, I don't like Monte Carlo's.
What's the other one?
Kingston? Kingston's pretty good.
But they're too small.
The raspberry thingos, those raspberry things.
Raspberry wheels.
Those raspberry. They're not raspberry drops, you know which one. I always buy them, don't I? They're really yummy. Raspberry shortbread.
That's right. Yum. Needs the whole packet.
I do. So what?
Well, I don't get it.
That's right. Anyway, so why not? Friday mornings at 9:30 a.m. at the Wongaratta Bowls Club starting next Friday, the 1st of May. And what else? I was going to say something else. No. Have you ever played lawn bowls?
Yeah.
I've only played it once.
We had when I was writing for Scene magazine.
All right.
We had a few of our Christmas parties.
Yeah, well, that's where I had my Christmas party down at the New Farm, down New Farm by the river.
We had ours at the one that was across the road from the park.
Oh, yeah, that one, yeah. Yeah. Both pretty good clubs.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun.
Yeah. All right. We might keep going with some more music, hey? This is interesting. It's got a word that belongs to your people in there, the song title. But everyone's had the blues. Wilma Burgess.
know it's over. But life goes on, and this old world just keeps on turning. Let's just be glad we had some time to spend together. There's no need to watch the bridges that we're burning. Lay your head upon my pillow. Hold your warm and tender body close to mine. Hear the whisper of the raindrops blowing soft against the window, and make believe you love me one more time. For the good
forgotten, the dreams that just fell by the way. Oh, the good life he promised ain't what she's living today. But she never complains of the bad times, the bad things he's done for her. She just talks about good times they've had and all the good times to come. She's a good-hearted woman in love with a good-timing man. She loves him in spite of his wicked ways she don't understand. Teardrops and laughter, they'll pass through this world hand in hand. A good-hearted woman in love with a dying man. Well, he likes the bright lights, the nightlife and good-timing friends. When the party's all over, she'll welcome him back home again. don't understand him, but she does the best that she can. She's a good-hearted woman in love with a good-timing man. She's a good-hearted woman in love with a good-timing man. Yes, she is. She loves him in spite of his wicked ways. She don't understand. Through teardrops and laughter, they'll pass through this world hand in hand. A good-hearted woman in love with a good diamond man. Yes, she's a good-hearted woman in love with a good diamond man. She loves him in spite of.
And you're listening to 95.1 Gem FM, and this is Country Rocks with Roxy. Hope you're enjoying the show so far. That was a bit of Nat Stuckey, Good Hearted Woman, Farron Young doing For the Good Times, and Wilma Burgess, Everybody's Had the Blues. So popular songs, but not sung by the original people. Hope you're enjoying it. Anyway, as promised, I've got Jenny Smith on the phone. Now, we were meant to speak to Jenny last week, but we had a bit of a confusion happening. But nevertheless, we've got her on the phone tonight, and we're going to talk to her about her new release, Mirror. Hey, Jenny, how are you?
Hey, Roxy, I'm good. How are you doing tonight?
Yeah, I'm good. So finally got you on, and can't wait to hear more about this song. But before we do, would love to know a bit more about your background and how you got started in country music.
I'm in New Zealand, and back in the day there used to be a channel on TV that would just play music videos pretty much all day. I think it was channel 4. We had like The Edge and The Hits, kind of just went on rotation.
Yeah.
And I used to sit there glued to it, and Taylor Swift came on one year, and I just remember watching the Love Story and You Belong With Me music videos and thinking, this is what I want to do. I want to do that. I want to be a singer.
So
after that, my parents got me a guitar, and I never put it down.
Wow. That's amazing. That's so cool. And was it always country music?
I have a really big, I definitely drift towards country a lot.
Yeah.
But over the last couple of years, I find myself really enjoying soft pop music. Anything that sounds like real instruments,
yes,
is typically my go-to.
Yeah. Yeah. So were your parents into music at all? Did they influence your style or what you listen to, or was it purely Channel 4?
My dad wasn't that big on listening to music, but he did play trumpet in high school.
Oh, yeah.
My mum loved music. She listened to ABBA all the time, I started singing by going to karaoke with her and doing duets.
Ah, very good, very good. Everyone loves a bit of ABBA karaoke, that's for sure. I have to say I can't keep away from the microphone when ABBA's on. Anyway, so let's talk about your single Mirror. It's a really interesting story behind this. I told everyone last week, but for those who weren't listening in, would love to hear it from you.
Yes. So my mum, bless her.
Yeah.
She is always comparing me to random brunettes, like, Jenny, you look so much like Keira Knightley or Anne Hathaway or Emma Watson. Yeah. And like, they're very beautiful women, but I don't see the resemblance. Like,
yeah.
I understand it's a compliment, but yeah, and it's kind of got me thinking, what are the chances of me having an ex that there's almost someone who looks exactly like me?
Yeah.
And I was like, no, that's quite likely. So I wrote the song, and then 2 years later, or almost 2 years later, it actually ended up happening.
Oh, no.
So I kind of predicted my own future with that one, and yeah, that's a bit of a scary thing to think about.
Yeah.
I've done it a few times.
Yes. Yeah. Well, I was saying, Willie, my partner, we ended up discussing whether or not I ended up looking like all his exes. And what did we come up with? No. I don't believe him, though, Jenny. So I haven't seen pictures of all of them. But anyway.
I think someone's type could also just be your personality. It doesn't have to be a physical thing.
Well, that's absolutely true. Yes, do you know what? That's how shallow I was when I was thinking about this. No, you're right. It doesn't have to be the way you look.
You've all been mad.
Oh, well, there you go. So, no, yeah. that's absolutely right. It's not just a physical, is it? It's your personality and your character.
Yeah, exactly.
So any other, I know now you were, I was given your album, but I just didn't get, I'll have to talk to Therese about this, but I didn't get a chance to download it. But you've just released this album, or how long ago did you release the album?
Yeah, it came out on the 27th of March.
Oh, okay. Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah.
And is Mirror the first one that's come off the album?
No, it's actually the fourth. I've been working on this album since 2023.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Yeah. So I've been slowly dropping the singles. And, Mirror was just the most recent one.
Oh, wow. Yeah. And do you tour a lot over in New Zealand, Jenny?
I'm currently on tour. I'm actually in Christchurch tonight
because
I played a show here on Sunday.
Oh, wow.
So I had to stick around and do some sightseeing, and now I'm playing Wellington this Sunday coming.
Oh, very cool, very cool. And are there any plans to come over to Australia?
You know, I would love to come to Australia. I've never been to Australia, so
to tie it in
with a tour would be it'd be perfect.
Yeah, you'll have to make your way over. It's only a 2-hour flight, isn't it? Is it 2 hours? 2 or 3? What is it?
Yeah, it's four hours.
It's
definitely on my list.
Yeah. So anyway, yeah. A nice place to visit, and you'll have to make sure you stop in Queensland and come up to Bowen. If you know,
absolutely.
Do you know where the Great Barrier Reef is?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're up that end.
The last time you had me on here, because I was curious. I'm terrible with location geography.
Yeah, that's right. Never mind. But anyway, hey, we might listen to your new song, Jenny, and if you would like to intro it, that'd be amazing.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, I'm Jenny Smith, and this is my new single, Mirror.
Thanks, Jenny. See you soon.
Thank you.
I can see that you've already found a replacement for me. You see from the city, and you're showing her around just to rub it in. I knew you had a type, but didn't think I'd be
think I've seen her before.
True, and if you should ever to forgive me. Come back, darling, I'll be waiting for you. Take the ribbon from your hair, shake it loose, let it fall. Laying soft against your skin, like the shadows on the wall. Come and lay down by my side. Till the early morning, all I'm taking is your time. Help me make it through the night. Well, I don't care who's right or wrong, and I don't even try to understand. Let the devil take tomorrow, 'cause tonight all I need is a friend. Yesterday is dead and gone, and tomorrow's out of sight. But it's sad to be alone. Help me make it through the night.
Listening to 95.1 Gem FM, and this is Country Rocks with me, Roxy, and Willie T keeping me company tonight. That was a bit of Johnny Paycheck singing Kris Kristofferson, Help Me Make It Through the Night.
Yeah.
And that's a real name, Johnny Paycheck. You know, yep, who he is, don't you?
Yep, me and a few hits.
Yeah, I've actually got one of his songs coming up, which is That Take This Job and Shove It.
That's right.
Oh, yeah. My God. Yeah, that's not my favourite sort of country. I don't Anyway, I'm playing it because...
You've got to give the punters what they want.
Yeah, this is the top 30 songs of the 70s. If you disagree with me, I'd love to hear from you. Our number here is 0484 510 152, and I'll let Willie T deal with it. Like that. Hey, I just wanted
blame it on Keith Urban.
Yeah, fair enough. Let's blame it all on Keith. Yeah. Sounds good to me. Nicole did anyway, right? Hey, I just wanted to thank Jenny Smith for coming on the show and talking about her newest release, Mirror. And it was interesting, wasn't it? She talked about it not just being looking like your ex physically.
Yeah.
Right? And I'm not that I'm not as crazy.
No.
I'm not.
There's a wolf somewhere.
Yeah. That's Frankie Green with me. He's got to come and bite your ankles now.
He's going to come and bite me and take my toe off.
He's going to bite your ankles off now.
Don't swallow it. I'm going to try and stitch it back on.
Anyway, we might keep going with some more music,
okay? Best we do.
So hang on, before I do, that was Help Me Make It Through the Night, Johnny Paycheck. Then there was Hello Darling, Conway Twitty. We know Conway Twitty.
Behind Closed Doors.
Right, mm-hmm. Was he? Mm-hmm. Okay. Lynn Anderson, Heaven's Just a Sin Away. And
that's a cool one.
I know, isn't it? It's just a sin. Oh, hilarious. Anyway. Okay. What do you reckon? Are you enjoying these?
Yeah, I am.
It's just a bit of a change. I know, like, Kris Kristofferson sounds way better, doesn't he?
Yeah.
He's just, that voice and the way he phrases.
Yeah, a lot of his songs sound like someone who's pretty world-weary.
Yes.
And he's got that sort of timbre, that sound in his voice.
That's a very good way of putting it, world-weary, yes. That's definitely coming. He doesn't, Johnny Paycheck, I thought he'd have a bigger voice. Like, I saw a picture of him, and he died of emphysema and lung cancer, so you can only imagine. Like, when I saw that, I thought he must have had
a real gravelly voice.
Yeah, but yeah. No. No, he did not. Anyway.
Speaking of Kris Kristofferson.
Yeah.
You know that, his songs sound world-weary and that. He was a Rhodes Scholar.
Mm.
And his specialisation was literature.
Well, it certainly comes through the way he stitches sentences together and words, right?
Yeah. It can really tell a story.
Yes, that's right. All right, we're going to keep going. I've got Leon. Do you know Leon Copeland at all? Have you ever heard of him?
No, I don't know.
Okay.
One.
This is It's Just a Matter of Time. Leon Copeland.
Someday, some way, you'll realize that you've been blind. Yes, darling, you're gonna need me again. It's just a matter of time. Go on, go on, until you reach the end of the line. But I know you'll pass my way again. It's just a matter of time. After I gave you everything I had, you laughed and called me a clown. Remember, in your search for fortune, come down. I know
I know that one day you'll wake up and find that my love was a true, true love. It's just a matter of time. Go on, go on, until you reach the end of the line. But I know you'll pass my way again. It's just a matter of time. But are real, doing work that never gets done. Hair that's lost some of the beauty by too many hours in the sun. Eyes that show some disappointment, and there's been quite a lot in her life. She's the foundation I lean on, my woman, my woman, my wife. Every day has been uphill. We climb, but we can't reach the top. I'm weak and I'm easily discouraged. She just smiles when I want to stop. Lips that are weary but tender, with love that strengthens my life. A saint in a dress made of gingham, my woman, my woman, my wife. Two little babies were born in the spring, but died when the winter was new. I lost control of my mind and my soul, but my woman's faith carried us through. When she reaches that river, Lord, you know what she's worth. Give her that mansion up yonder, 'cause she's been through hell here on earth. Lord, give her my share of heaven. If I've earned any here in this life, 'cause God, I believe she deserves it. My woman, my woman, my wife.
What a bizarre name for this song, don't you reckon? Have you ever heard of that? My woman, my woman, my wife. That was another Copeland song. Well, I don't know that. I don't know who sang it, but I should have done a bit more homework, right?
Yeah, maybe.
Anyway, if anyone knows that song and would like to tell me who originally sang it, help me out here. I have had a busy week. Didn't have time to do all the research, but yeah, I'd love to know. The number here, 0484-510-152.
All right.
Are you looking forward to doing your show?
I am. I always do.
And
especially turning up the studio monitors.
Oh, sorry, yes. Mac. Yes. Fair enough. See, I'd turn it up here as well, but we've got to speak to people, and then that would mean you'd have to scurry out there and turn it down, right?
Yeah.
Right. Okay, well, This next set, there's some pretty cool songs that we all recognise coming up this one.
So that means they're not sung by the original.
They're still not sung by... Well, actually, Lynn Anderson, I'm pretty sure she sang this one. It's Rose Garden. I'm pretty sure she actually... This was one of her big hits, Rose Garden, because I remember when I
beg your pardon?
Yeah. That's right. I never promised you a Rose Garden.
That's it.
Right? Isn't that right, Willie T?
That's right.
So, let's have a listen without further ado. Sorry, I pressed the wrong. See, you actually confused me then. No, as you always do.
It was Little Buttons, Big Fingers.
Rose Garden by Lynn Anderson.
I beg your pardon. I never promised you a rose garden along with the sunshine. There's gotta be a little rain sometimes. When you take, you gotta give. So live, let live, or let go. Oh, 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 I beg your pardon. I never promised you a rose garden. I could promise you things like big diamond rings, but you don't find roses growing on stalks of clover.
For a minute I thought I was dead. and he started shaking. His big heart was breaking. He turned to the woman and said, "You picked a fine time to leave me, Lucy. Four hungry children and a crop in the field. I've had some bad times, lived through some sad times, but this time you're hurting, won't he? You picked a fine time to leave me, Lucy." After he left us, I ordered more whiskey, and I thought how she made him look small. From the lights of the bar room to a rented hotel room, we walked without talking at all. She was a beauty when she came to me. She must have thought I'd lost my mind, but I couldn't hold her. The words that he told her kept coming back time after time. You picked a fine time to leave me, Lucy. Four hungry children and the crop in the field. I've had some bad times, lived through some sad times, but this time you hurt and won't heal. You picked a fine time to leave me, Lucy. You picked a fine time to leave me, Lucy. Four hungry children and the crop in the field. I've had some bad times.
Satin sheets to lie stay out late at night and play my song. Sometimes, oh, the night can be so long, and it's good when I finally make it home all alone while she lays dreaming. I try to get undressed without the light. Quietly she says, how was your night? And I come to her and say it was all right. And hold her tight. And she believes in me. I'll never know just what she sees in me. I told her someday if she was mine, change the world with my little songs. I was wrong, and she has faith in me, and so I go on trying faithfully. And who knows, maybe on some special night, if my song is right, I will find. Waiting. I stumble to the kitchen for a bite. Then I see my old guitar in the night, just waiting for me like a secret friend. There's no end while she lays crying. Fumble with a melody or two, and I'm torn between the things that I should do. And she says to wake her up when I am through. God, our love is true. And she
Poster. That was Farron Young singing She Believes in Me, which is another Kenny Rogers.
Kenny Rogers.
And before that, Satin Sheets, Wilma Burgess. Do you know who sang that one originally?
No, I think that was a song from the 50s originally.
Satin Sheets, yeah, it sounded vaguely familiar, that one.
Mm.
Nat Stuckey then sang Lucille, which is another
Kenny Rogers.
Kenny Rogers. And before that, Lynn Anderson, Rose Garden.
Yep.
And she was actually the original singer.
Yep.
But a lot of people have done it. See, I don't understand how they made this list up. Like, why did they leave her in? Why didn't they swap her out as well?
I don't know.
Yeah. Anyway, a big hello to Greg and Lynn. They're listening in. And they told us that Marty Robbins sang... Which one was it?
You want to get it right a lot.
Yeah, my woman, my wife. Is that right? Guys, if you're listening, let me know. Can you confirm that that's the one?
money. Goldfish Roxy's Forgotten.
No, no, they didn't actually remember. They didn't actually write which song, but I can't remember which song I said that to. Anyway, we're waiting. Only kidding, you guys. Yeah, it was the original singer was Marty Robbins. Sorry, that's anyway. I think it was. Which one did I say that to you? Who said it?
My wife.
Yeah, my woman, my wife. Anyway. Oh, dear. So hard, isn't it? Because I was lazy. See what happens when you're lazy, Willie T?
Yeah.
Not that you'd know about being lazy,
no,
right?
No, I wouldn't.
No, you wouldn't.
I'm a dynamo.
Yes. Not. Anyway. Hey, we're going to keep going with some more music. Love to hear from anyone who is enjoying this or not enjoying it. Let me know. What do you reckon? Do you ever get anyone? Have you ever had a text from anyone saying that they hate your show?
No.
Well, I haven't either, but could you imagine how heartbreaking that would be if someone actually texted in and said, I'm sorry, but your show is crap, Roxy. Oh, my God. I would be devo. I'd be devastated. I think it would be enough for me to never come back.
I'd just say, good for you. And then probably find an appropriate emoji.
Oh, anyway. We'll keep going with some more music, hey? And when we come back, we'll be speaking to Lisa Byrne and talking about her latest released, Cold Hard Rain. It's a beauty, this song, and a really cool story behind it.
All right.
Sunday morning coming down, Farron Young again. Yeah, Farron Young, mate.
Well, I woke up Sunday morning with no way to hold my head. That didn't hurt. And the beer I had for breakfast wasn't bad. So I had one more for dessert. And I fumbled in my closet through my clothes and found my cleanest dirty shirt. Then I washed my face and combed my hair, stumbled down the stairs to greet the day. I smoked my mind the night before with cigarettes and songs that I'd been picking. And I light my first and watch a small kid cussing at a can that he'd been kicking. I crossed the empty street and caught the country smell of someone cooking chicken. And it took me back to something I lost somewhere, somehow along the way. On a Sunday morning sidewalk, wishing, Lord, that I was there's something in a Sunday that makes the body feel alone. And there's nothing short of dying that's half as lonesome as the sound of a sleeping city sidewalk. And Sunday morning coming down. In the park I saw a daddy with a laughing little girl that he was swinging. And I stopped beside a Sunday school to listen to the song that they were singing. I headed on toward a home somewhere and heard a lonely bell ringing. and it echoed in the canyon like the disappearing dreams of yesterday. On a Sunday morning sidewalk, wishing, Lord, that I was gone.
3 o'clock in the morning, and it looks like it's gonna be another sleepless night. I've been listening to your dreams and getting very low, wondering what I can do. Maybe I'm acting foolish, 'cause I haven't heard you mention anybody's name at all. How I wish I could be sure it's me that turns you on. Each time you close your eyes, I've heard it said that dreamers never lie. You've been talking in your sleep, sleeping in your dreams, with some sweet love, holding on so tight, loving her the way you used to love me. Talking in your sleep with love and all. Heard you mention anybody's name at all. How I wish I could be sure it's me that turns you on. Each time you close your eyes, I've heard it said that dreamers never lie. You've been talking in your in your dreams with some sweet lover, holding on so tight, loving her the way you used to love me. Talking in your sleep with loving on. You've been talking in your sleep.
The devil went down to Georgia. He was looking for a soul to steal. He was in a bind. He was way behind, and he was willing to make a deal. When he came upon this young man sawing on a fiddle and playing it hot, the devil jumped up on a hickory stump and said, "Boy, I'll tell you what. I guess you didn't know it, but I'm a fiddle player too. And if you care to make a dare, I'll make a bet with you. Now you play a pretty good fiddle, boy, but give the devil his due. I bet a fiddle of gold against your soul, 'cause I think I'm better than you." The boy said, "My name's Johnny, and it might be a sin, but I'll take your bet and you're gonna regret, 'cause I'm the best there's ever been." Johnny, rosin up your bow and play your fiddle hard, 'cause hell broke loose in Georgia and the devil deals a card. If you win, you get that shiny fiddle made of gold, but if you lose, the devil gets your soul. The devil opened up his case and said, "I'll start this show." And fire flew from his fingertips as he rosined up his bow. And he pulled the bow across the strings, and it made an evil hiss. Then a band of demons joined in, and it sounded something like this. We'll be right back. devil finished, Johnny said, "That's pretty good, old son. But sit down in that chair right there and let me show you how it's done." Fire's in the mountain, run, boys, run. Devil's in the house, the rising sun. Licking red man, picking out those. Granny, let's talk about no clown, no. Devil bowed his head because he knew that he had been beat, and he laid that golden fiddle on the ground to Johnny's feet. Johnny said, "Devil, come on back if you ever want to try again. I told you once, you son of a gun, I'm the best there's ever been." And he played, "Fire on the mountain, run, boys, run. Devil's in the house, the rising sun. Licking red man, picking out dough. And let's talk about no child, no."
And you're listening to 95.1 Gem FM, and this is Country Rocks with Roxy. And that was a bit of Tommy Cash, and I don't think any relation to Johnny Cash. We were sort of laughing that it could be his son, but I doubt it. And he was singing "The Devil Went Down to Georgia." And before that, another Lynn Anderson song, "Talking in Your Sleep," and Farron Young doing a version of Kris Kristofferson's song "Sunday Morning Coming Down." And I have to say, Kris Kristofferson is definitely not, is definitely the better version of that one.
Yeah, I think
what
so.
Were you going to say, Willie T?
I just looked it up. Tommy Cash is the younger brother of Johnny Cash.
Oh, really? Oh, wow. I did not know, I didn't even know that he existed. Wow.
And he had top 10 hits in the 70s.
Wow.
There you go.
Wow. Anyway, there you have it. I'm shocked. Anyway, I've got more interesting things to go on with Willie T. I have got Lisa Byrne on the phone here with me, and we're going to have a quick chat to her about her new release, Cold Hard Rain. Hey, Lisa, how are you?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks. How are you going?
I'm very, very well. Did you know that Tommy Cash was the younger brother of Johnny Cash?
No, I didn't.
No, that's amazing, just... isn't it?
Learned something new.
I know, it's incredible. There you have it. And we played one of his songs that he sang. There you go. But anyway, moving on to your song. It's a great song, but before we chat about that, I thought we'd just have a quick chat about how you got to be doing country music and a bit of background on how you got there.
Yeah. So I grew up in the country music scene. I actually grew up in lots of places. Mum and Dad will go a little bit walkabout, and I grew up in places like Orange and Dubbo and Narromine, originally from Narrandra on the sandhills there.
Oh, wow.
My mother's Aboriginal, Wiradjuri. Mm-hmm. And, so Mum and Dad, both singers, we'd go around with my brother Mark and travel all the country music scenes.
Oh, wow.
All the festivals, all the competitions through Queensland, New South Wales and Victoria.
Mm-hmm.
And then for years I sang in a couple of bands and duos, and I became a mum at 18, and I ended up joining the police thinking, you know, I want a better life for my daughter.
Yeah.
So I went and joined the police, and I moved around a lot there too, working in rural areas, such as Lightning Ridge, Broken Hill and Dareton and Leeton as well,
yeah.
Close to home there. And so I ended up doing 22 years in the police.
Wow.
So I ended up, sadly, like a lot of people in the police, I ended up diagnosed with chronic PTSD, anxiety and depression.
Mm-hmm.
And there was just a moment, quite a long moment in my life there where I was in the darkest place of my life, and I hit rock bottom. And but this is where my song Cold Hard Rain comes from,
mm-hmm.
you know, in that really bad place of darkness. So it's quite raw, it's quite personal, and it's quite real to me, but it's my true story, my story, what happened. So And it's also about finding hope and finding purpose in life again. And and I did that through now getting professional help through psychologists and psychiatrists, but also with a wonderful family and some great friends that I had around me at the time. And but yeah, so that song is really at that really darkest point. And in it, the song I actually say, I'm actually down on my knees and I'm crying and say, God, I can't do this life anymore. And I heard this voice, like, and it just said, I've got a plan for you. I have a purpose for you. And at that point, I got my phone and it was pouring raining and I rang my psychologist and he answered. It was 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
And, yeah, so he talked me through it and I got through it and, you know, I went and saw him a lot over the next few weeks and months and sadly he passed away. His name was Frank Vandermortel and, he passed away a couple of years ago. So the song I've dedicated to him. So, so that's a little bit of a background and I got back into singing. I stopped for a while.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh, I need to tell my story and of that. But I've also got lots of other songs coming out soon too. So they're a little bit different to this one.
Yeah. Great. And I can see here that you've got some of the greats that have influenced you. Merle Haggard, is that right? Dolly Parton. Chris
Merle
Christopherson,
Haggard, Dolly.
Linda, yeah. Ron Stant. They're all my favourites. My show is a lot about all the traditional country, and they're all my favourites. You haven't got Bobby Gentry in there.
No, sorry. I'll have to have a listen.
You'll have to have a listen. I think you might like Bobby. She's really cool. You might like her style. So, they're my faves, what you've listed there. So, yeah, no wonder I love this song so much. It's, it's really good. But how long ago did you write this, Lisa?
So just over a year ago. So I do a lot of because I travel. I love traveling. And
yeah.
I always try and get my hubby to drive so I can write while
in the passenger
seat.
Yeah. And are you going to be touring anytime soon or?
I'm just about to finish my first EP by the end of May. So once I get that done, I would really love to just get out, love to get onto festivals where I can. I actually play in a band here in Newcastle called Whiskey Fire. So we do a lot of covers, but all my originals are coming into it all now. So we're hoping to get on the road sometime soon.
Yeah, absolutely. You need to get this music out there, I reckon. And is this available on all the traditional streaming platforms?
Yeah, sure is. Yeah.
Okay, beautiful. Yeah.
Got video clip on YouTube, so. Oh.
Very good, very good. Would you like to intro the song and we'll get people a bit of a listen?
Yes, sure can. My name's Lisa Byrne and have a listen. This is my song, Cold Hard Rain.
Thanks, Lisa.
Was too lost in the past, chained to old emotions, holding on to what won't last. I let the guilt consume me, too afraid to break away. So I planned my life for stormy skies, like the sun would never stay. But it was. With you.
forget you. I'm here to recall the things we used to say and do. I don't wanna get over you. I don't wanna get over you. I haunt the same places we used to go, alone at a table for two. I don't wanna get over you. I don't wanna get over you. They ought to give me the word of surprise for all the silver I let slide down the slot. Playing those songs sung blue, they help me remember you. I don't wanna get over you. A fresh roll of quarters, same old song, missing you through and through. I don't wanna get over you. I don't wanna get over you. They ought to give me the word of surprise for all the silver I let slide down the slot. Playing those songs sung blue to help me remember you. I don't wanna get over you. I don't wanna get over you. I don't wanna get over you. Well, life on the farm is kind of laid back. Ain't much a country boy like me can't hack. It's early to rise and early in the sack. Thank God I'm a country boy. Well, a simple kind of life never did me no harm. Raising me a family and working on the farm. Days are all filled with an easy country charm. Thank God I'm a country boy. Well, I got me a fine wife, got me an old fiddle. When the sun comes up, I got cakes on the griddle. Life ain't nothing but a funny, funny riddle. Thank God I'm a country boy. When the work's all done and the sun's setting low, take out my fiddle and roll up the bow. The kids are asleep, so I keep it kind of low. Thank God.
If I set a rose to you for every time you made me blue, have a room full of roses. And if I sent a rose of white for every time I cried all night, you'd have a room. And if I took the petals and would tear them all apart, you'd be tearing up the roses just the way you broke my heart. And if someday you're feeling blue, you could send a rose or two. Don't send me your room full of roses. I just want my arms around you.
Listening to Country Rocks with Roxy right here on 95.1 Gem FM, Bowen's very own community radio station. And a big thank you to Lisa for coming on the show and chatting about her new release, Cold Hard Rain. It's a great song, and I now know why I enjoyed it so much, because she uses a lot of my favourite artists as inspiration.
There you go.
Hmm. But what an interesting story, hey?
Hmm.
And to all police officers out there, they do have a hard job.
Absolutely.
And, you know, they've got to deal with a lot of stuff that we never see, really. We only hear about it afterwards, but you can only imagine what you deal with in that sort of job. It'd be very hard.
Right.
So thank you, Lisa, for coming on, and thank you for Jenny as well with her song Mirror. Two great artists and two great songs. And next week I will be catching up with Billy Gudgeon around this time, well, around 6:30. Yeah, I've been given a list of all the artists that are coming on the show. So Billy Gudgeon next week, so I can't wait to catch up with him.
Cool.
I'm pretty sure we've had him on the show. I need to make sure. I'm pretty sure we've had him on the show before. Anyway.
Get that spreadsheet going, girl.
That's right. Hey, before we go, I'm getting to the end of my show. Willie T, I just wanted to read out another thingy from our sponsors. Thingy, yeah. If you like that announcement, is I what
do.
I meant.
That's a technical. That's a radio term, ladies.
Thingy.
Yeah, thingy.
Well, this thingy is about the Ellie Beach Festival of Music, which is on between the 6th, well, from the 6th to the 8th of November. And the theme this year is Live It Up. And what a great place to have a festival. It's a great atmosphere, great environment, surroundings. It's everything, you know, is within easy walking distance. And really, it's the ultimate music holiday, a tropical escape and party in paradise.
There you go.
And you know,
joint will be jumping.
We should be, you know, supporting the Airlie Beach Festival of Music, because there are so many festivals that are just collapsing.
Yeah.
Aren't they? Something, you know? Like, so we really need to be supporting our very own festival here in the Whitsundays, don't you reckon?
Yep, absolutely.
And it's in its 14th year this year. There'll be 60-plus acts across 15 different venues and a main stage on the water's edge at the Whitsunday Sailing Club. So what's not to like about that?
That's the beauty of Airlie Beach Music Festival, that, you know, all the venues get involved. Mm. As well as a main stage.
Yeah, no, know. It's great, because you can just walk in anywhere, can't you? And
yeah, it's a bit like, it sort of reminds me in a funny way, like Nimbin.
Oh, yeah.
You know, with the Mardi Gras,
yes.
Where, you know, the whole town gets involved and there's gigs on. You can walk one end of the street to the other and there's music everywhere and
yeah,
all that. And there's in Nimbin there's a couple of big stages. Not as big as the biggest one at Airlie.
Yeah.
But they've got a couple of decent-sized stages. But all heaps of venues get involved. And
cool.
Yeah, yeah. And, yeah, it works well. And so, you know, but we do need more. The, you know, as you know, I'm an ex-roadie, and a lot of my friends are doing it a bit tough because they were booked for Blues Fest.
Yeah,
you know,
that was a big hit, that one.
Yeah. And that's a solid earn for quite a few people. And when that fell over, there was a lot of people with a big hole in their bookings and income sort of thing. You know,
yeah, for the year, yeah.
Yeah, because there's a lot before and after, you know.
Yeah.
A big production crew. But Airlie's going from strength to strength, so that's good.
It's good. So we need to support it. As best we can. Well, Willie T, I'm going to keep going because we're very shortly going to...
Because I'll be pushing you off the seat.
Yeah, kicking me off, and you'll be kicking in with at the crossroads with Willie T.
That's
woo-hoo!
Right, for a double shot of the blues.
Okay, well, I hope you've all enjoyed this 70s. I'm actually going to do one last one of these, the 80s, because I think that's where all the good ones are, all the good songs are, and I'm not going to settle for this people who sang the original. I'm going to go with people who sang the original, not these, because I think some of these have been a bit weak, for lack of another word, but anyway. Anyway, all right.
I don't think it's been too bad.
It's been
interesting. Different interpretations.
Yeah, I just don't like you just don't do a cover of a Kris Kristofferson, like Chris, and some of these, like, I don't think I'm a big fan of Farron Young. He hasn't got that. Anyway.
Farron speaks very highly of you.
All right. That's it, Willie T. I'm going to put on the last of my songs. Thank you so much to everyone, to Lynn and Greg. Thanks for listening in. Donna, thank you for listening in. And we'll anyone else who didn't hear from anyone, I asked.
You did?
I asked 0484, not too late to text in and say hi, 0484-510-152. You can text in on Willie T's show to say hi for me as well.
And I'll answer with, look here.
All right. Love you, Bowen. Love you and leave you. I'm going, and Willie T's coming in, leaving you with some Wilma Burgess. There won't be any more. See ya.
Don't wait for the postman. If you're looking for a letter from me, there won't be any more. There won't be any more. And don't telephone, if you're waiting on a call from me, there won't be any more. There won't be any more.
before, there just won't be any more.
The Voice of Bowen, 95.1 GEM FM.